Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Bible study. My name is Toby Rich, and today I have a guest. We're gonna actually I have guests. The entire crew is here and they're like driving the whole thing crazy. But yeah, I have guests today, and we will be talking today about joy and strength. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this week. We thank you for the past week. We thank you for our past, our present, and our future. We thank you for filling us with joy, hope, peace, and love. We thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of love and of hope. We ask, Lord, that in this week, Lord, you continue to show us the path to joy and the path to life, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, our first Bible reading for today, I'd like to read from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and it's from the New International Version. I like the NIV version. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope. That means for you to be hopeful, for you to have hope in life, for you to be expectant, you need to be filled with joy. You need to be joyful. You need to be happy. You need to be glad. And I know that it's crazy. It's hard to be joyful in situations. It's hard to be joyful when we're facing trials. It's hard to be joyful in tribulations. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be filled with joy and with hope. We can be filled with love. And we can only do this by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the only person that can give us peace enough to feel joyful, even when situations are not giving us the opportunity. So I'm gonna be talking to my guest today, and my guest's name is Demilade. Actually, I have two guests, guys. I have Demilade and I have my son. He's not we were trying to have this Bible study in seclusion, but he decided he had to come into the room. So yeah. All right, so Demlade, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Great, great, great. So what does joy mean to you?
Well, joy means, well, maybe how I'm happy, but I don't know how to explain it. But actually, I think just a feeling, or maybe just how you just the same thing, like
So how do you
joy.
tell when you're joyful? How do you tell when there's joy in your heart?
Like I have always feel like always I feel my feelings, and I mean when I like do something that I really love, and like what really makes me happy, and like I don't know, it just I just I mean yeah.
Okay, so I know that there are some times that you feel sad and unhappy, and you're not joyful. You have the frowny face and all grumpy and all grumpy. So how do you try to feel joyful in those situations?
Like all those deep breaths, take a deep breath, let it go and stuff. I just do that and stuff, and like just think good feelings.
Okay, so like what situations, what are the situations that the not joyful situations that you have felt, and how did you get yourself to feel joyful even within that situation?
Like maybe I mean like I have Uno, like this game called Uno. Most of you know this game called Uno. It's a card game, And like, yeah, I really like playing it. It's a really fun game. I just sometimes just
So when you're sad, you play Uno and it helps you.
I mean, sometimes I just take some time alone, like not talking sometimes maybe. And yeah, that's how I
It helps
just
you feel joyful.
yeah.
So, do you know Jesus? Does how do you know Jesus?
Yeah, I do know Jesus. I mean, like, I read about him a lot, and I also learn about him. And yeah, I do my Holy Communion, and yeah.
So does Jesus help you feel joyful?
Actually, that's a good question. Yeah, Jesus does help me feel better. Yeah. And yeah, he does make me feel really joyful
How?
because he's always with me. I just know that I'm not alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you know any Bible passages about the joy of the Lord?
Okay. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Okay. So, I like that Bible passage. That takes me to my next question. It says the joy of the Lord is your strength, like, right? So, do you feel stronger when you're joyful?
Yeah, I mean, when I like feel like really, really happy, I mean, like sometimes when I feel happy, I feel energetic and I feel really strong. And yeah, also like praying is also like an exercise.
Okay, so praying is like an exercise.
Yeah, praying is like exercising, and like doing the Holy Communion is like blessing, is like a blessing to God. And I mean, like, it feels really good to do that because God always is near you. When you pray to him, that means he all like
Hears you?
he yeah he hears you all the time once you
Do you
pray to
have
him.
a practical example of when you prayed to God and he answered you?
Yeah, when I got this, when like last Christmas, I mean like the day before Christmas, I mean like more days ago from Christmas, I prayed so much to God for an elf on the shelf. I got it.
You did.
Yes, I actually did. It's true. This is no joke.
So
This is actually no joke.
you're saying that when we pray to God, God answers us.
Yeah, he answers us as long as you keep praying. He does it.
He does it
Yeah.
great. Thank you so much, Demelade, for talking to me today. I really, really enjoyed your discussion and it was so insightful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So would you come again?
Of course. This was so fun.
Thank you so much. So there you have it, guys. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And even when we're down, when we're facing trials, when we're facing tribulations, it's only the joy of the Lord that can elevate us from that troubles, from that situation, and give us hope. And give us hope to let us know that whatever it is that we're facing, it's temporary. And Jesus, God, through the Holy Spirit, can help us to get out of it. And today, I pray that the God of hope, peace, and joy will go with us in this week. Have a nice week, everyone. This is Toby, Rich, and the entire team. Have a good week. Bye-bye.